BFM presents Fingers Crossed by Colette Cullen. Please be aware the following play contains themes of infertility. Here's your tea.
Oh, thanks.
I followed your advice.
You did?
Yeah. I thought about it.
That's good.
And now I have made my decision.
Okay.
Feels good to have finally made a decision.
Oh, that's great.
I'm going to give it a try.
You are?
Yeah, that's what I've decided.
Good.
Can you turn that off, please?
Oh, yeah, sure, sorry.
Thanks. You think so?
Yes, I do.
So you agree?
I mean, good that you've thought about it and have made a decision.
I don't need to go any further than that for now.
Of course not.
I can still keep all of my options open.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
For what?
For being so supportive.
Aw, you're welcome.
Yeah, I'll put it back on.
Jess?
Yeah?
Any chance you could give me a hint?
A hint?
Yeah, about what we're talking about.
Jessica!
Sorry, but I thought it had come out in the wash.
What?
Well, you know, become obvious as the conversation progressed.
I don't believe it.
But it didn't.
You haven't listened to a single word I've been saying.
Oh, yes, I have. Trust me, I've been hanging on to your every word in the hope
that... Unbelievable. I mean, absolutely unbelievable.
Oh, Jess, hold on. Look.
Sarah. Sarah, what are you doing here in the middle of the night in the dark?
Oh, hello.
It's okay.
I just don't know if I can anymore.
Come on. Come on, let's get you back to bed. I'll make us some tea.
There's that new restaurant.
What new restaurant?
The one that got a 10-star review in the Weekend Mag.
A 10-star review? Is that even a thing?
I was speaking metaphorically.
Metaphorically?
It got a rave review. Remember, I read it out to you? Apparently the tables are like gold dust.
How can you think of food at a time like this?
Sorry, I couldn't help noticing it. It's right beside that coffee chain I like.
Can we just forget about food and drink for a minute and concentrate on what we're supposed to be looking out for?
I am concentrating.
Yeah, right. Well, there it is.
Where?
Over there.
Where?
There! Indicate! Hurry up!
Okay, I'm indicating.
And get into the right lane.
I'm trying to. This is a car I'm driving, not a bloody helicopter.
You should have driven.
Big panic over.
And stay focused until we park.
I'm totally focused. Here we are, all safe and sound.
No thanks to you.
Excuse me?
You would have sailed right past it if I hadn't been paying attention.
We're really early, so we could have just driven around the block again.
This is stressful enough without you making it worse.
Sorry, I just got a bit distracted.
You're supposed to be supporting me, not making me more anxious.
I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry.
It's okay. We're here now.
Ready?
No.
No?
I don't want to go in.
Really?
Yes, really.
Okay. Will I call and cancel?
No.
Maybe reschedule?
No. We're here now. Let's just do it.
Oh, okay.
I just need a moment.
Yeah, take as long as you like. As I said, we're really early.
Hey, look, over there.
Where?
Is that woman crying?
What woman?
That woman over there. She just ran out.
I don't know.
Is that her partner running after her?
The guy with the carton bag?
Left in a hurry.
Well, maybe she just forgot them?
Forgot her coat and bag.
It's possible.
She seems really upset. Look, she's definitely crying.
Maybe she's happy.
Happy?
Yeah, you know, tears of joy.
Tears of joy? More like sobs. I mean, ever hear of anyone sobbing with joy?
No, now that you mention it.
Then why say it?
Wanted to make you feel better, I suppose.
By lying to me.
Wasn't exactly lying to you, maybe just...
presenting a different version of reality?
Something like that.
There, that's called lying, Jessica.
Okay. I need you to be honest with me. Brutally honest with me, like you always are, okay?
Sure. Brutally honest with you, like I always am, apparently. Wouldn't quite have put it like that myself.
Do you want to get a coffee?
Well, to be brutally honest, yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Right. Let's go then. Coffee might settle my nerves.
Want me to be brutally honest?
No. There's a time and a place.
Did I mean to come here so early?
Adam, please. I'm trying to do my visualizations.
Good for you.
This is stressful enough.
It's stressful sitting here looking at the minutes slowly ticking away.
Adam, I'm trying to keep calm.
Sorry.
Well, stop looking at the clock then, if the minutes slowly ticking away is bothering you so much.
I mean, it's just that we could be sitting at home in our nice, comfortable sofa rather than sitting here on these...
Stop making that noise.
Sorry, I was just trying to get some relief.
Can't feel a thing. Completely numb.
Exactly. Numb from sitting in these awful chairs.
Numb emotionally, Adam, not numb from sitting on a chair.
Why couldn't they buy some more comfortable ones? I mean, it's not like they can't afford to with the enormous fees they charge.
Why do you always have to go on about the enormous fees they charge every time we come here?
Going on about the enormous fees, just merely commenting on the how they choose to spend these enormous fees.
Well, I prefer them to spend our fees on the best clinicians and the latest equipment rather than on bloody chairs.
Okay. No need to get so worked up. Let me go back to your breathing or whatever you're doing.
Yeah, which is what I was trying to do before you started wittering on about the bloody chairs.
Sorry. I was just...
Adam, please.
See, you had the same idea with the coffee. I'm Adam, by the way. This is Sarah.
Oh, the so-called free coffee in these places is usually poisonous. Jessica, and this is Jess.
Jessica and Jess. Doesn't that get a bit...
Adam's so fussy about his coffee. We have to make a detour to his favourite coffee shop every time we come here.
Jessica's the same, although it was on our way.
Well, we're always really early, so it's no big deal.
Those two. Oh.
So, what do you two do for a living?
It's okay, we don't mind.
Speak for yourself.
We're both designers. We have our own business.
I'm a lawyer, and Sarah's an academic. The history of art.
Oh, that's interesting. We both did fine art at college.
Oh, is that how you met?
No, we were at different colleges and at different times.
Sarah's head of the department.
Is this your first cycle?
Yeah.
And last. It's been a nightmare from start to finish.
Well, it isn't finished yet.
I mean, after today.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed?
Tell us about it.
Is it your first too?
No, it's our fifth.
Oh, God.
And before that, 4 IUIs, and before that, another 4 years of trying.
That must have been so hard on you both.
That's 8 babies that didn't make it. 8. I've names for them all, and I've a name for the one today.
Come on, Jess, let's wait outside. This is weeding me out.
I'm sorry you lost so many pregnancies. That must have been devastating. I know how it feels when your body doesn't do what everyone else's seems to do without any effort.
Imagine living in a house with 8 ghosts.
Sarah, I really don't think that's helpful. This is her first.
And now a chance of bringing some new life in. I'm wiping all those ghosts away.
Jess, come on.
Well, let's hope this time you'll be lucky.
Thanks.
And hopefully you'll be lucky too.
Thanks.
Help yourself to a cookie. Sarah baked them.
She made them from scratch. No shortcuts with Sarah. She's a great cook.
Thanks, sir.
Good, aren't they?
They're really good. Jessica, you should try one.
Maybe later.
You're both designers. Is that how you met? At work?
No.
I mean, people meet in all sorts of different places now. I mean, mainly online nowadays. Swiping this way or that, I'm not really sure.
Yes, we know.
That's how we met. Online.
Online?
A dating app. You know, the swiping thing.
Really? Here, Jessica.
You have one.
Thanks.
Good, aren't they?
Yep.
Sarah makes them all herself, from scratch.
You've told them that already, Adam.
It's just a lot. So people buy them in supermarkets or use a ready mix and pass them off as being homemade. That's all I was saying. Giving you a compliment. You're always saying I had a few compliments, and here I am giving you one, and you're still not happy. So, you two married?
Some
conversation.
Yes.
4 years.
We just celebrated our 10th.
Oh, congratulations.
How did you two meet?
The old-fashioned way.
I needed an evaluation on a number of paintings, and someone suggested Sarah.
I thought you said you were a lawyer. A corporate lawyer.
Working for a major bank at the time. The paintings were being used as collateral on a large loan. We were both married to other people. Sarah was waiting for her divorce to be finalized.
You and Alison were still going through your troubles. Well, thankfully, all ancient history now.
Who does the proposing in a same-sex relationship?
Tom.
Just curious. I mean, which of you proposed, for instance?
Neither of us.
Just kind of happened.
We knew we'd get married one day.
Yes, but who suggested it first? I mean, surely that's the one who did the proposing.
They're not in the witness box, Adam.
Well, we both always wanted to go to Provincetown.
So, when we were planning that trip, we decided to make it our honeymoon.
So, if we were having a honeymoon...
Then there'd have to be a wedding.
Not very romantic.
It was, actually.
Yeah. How did you propose? I'm assuming it was you that did the proposing, Adam?
It certainly was. I had it all planned. I'm supposed to be very romantic.
Oh, don't tell that old story, Adam.
Paris.
Oh, that is romantic.
Nighttime at the top of the Eiffel Tower with all the lights of the city twinkling around us. You know, just like the diamonds in the rain.
Very romantic.
Your secretary probably put that idea to your head.
But I couldn't get Sarah past the first floor.
It was a very wet and windy night.
In fairness, you weren't exactly dressed for the occasion.
You told me we were going to dinner at a fancy restaurant.
Very tight dress, skyscraper heels. You look really sexy.
Pity your secretary didn't come up with a better ruse or check the weather forecast.
Anyway, I had to drop on one knee outside the cafe gift shop.
With a gaggle of Japanese tourists clicking away on their cameras all around us.
But then we went to the top and celebrated with a glass of champagne.
With many glasses of champagne, as I recall.
All ended up well in the end.
But that was a relief.
Sure was.
Well, I'm going to get some water. Anybody else want
some?
No, thanks.
That was long before the endless disappointments of trying to start a family. It takes the romance and a lot more besides out of a relationship. But you know all about that, of course.
Well, it hasn't been as protracted for us as it's been for you.
But still stressful enough.
Yeah. Yeah, still stressful enough.
What type of business are you in?
Retail.
Well, you have a shop?
Shops and a mail order division.
Omnichannel retailing, that's where the money is.
What?
Establishing a brand, that's the secret. Then you can franchise. But you probably know all that. You do have professional advisors, I take it. Would I know any of your shops? I mean, maybe I've been in one of them. That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah, very funny. They're adult stores.
Erotic boutiques.
Sex shop.
Sex shops. Why on earth are you talking about sex shops, Adam? I leave the room for a minute, and when I come back, you're talking about sex shops. I'm sure Jessica and Jess have no interest in sex shops. The last sex shop you were in was in Amsterdam on your stag weekend. I'm sure they're all very different now. Probably all online. You know, the biggest use of the internet is pornography and recipes. Sex and food. The basics, I suppose.
Honey, Jessica and Jess run a chain of sex shops?
3.
With a mail order division.
Your baby will be living in a sex shop?
Of course not. That's our business, not where we live.
Which is an ordinary semi-detached house in an estate, in the suburbs.
Yeah, a very nice suburb.
Yeah, lots of green spaces and parks, which is why we chose it.
And really good schools with excellent sports facilities.
But is that the right sort of environment for bringing up children?
It's a very family-orientated community.
Well, say he or she gets asked in school what their parents do for a living.
What did they say?
That they run their own business. That's what we said at school. I mean, my father is a businessman. I never knew what business he was in when I was a kid. Wasn't really interested, to be honest, as long as he brought home the bacon. Still not exactly sure what he does, and still have absolutely no interest.
You've a point there. My dad was a bit of a wheeler dealer, never knew exactly what business he was in at any one time. He used to tell us to say he was an inventor, if anyone asked. I have no idea if he ever invented anything or not, to be honest.
I doubt it.
Tuck in. Looks like we're going to be here for a while.
Sex shops. Didn't think this could get any more bizarre.
I'm tempted to ask how you got into that particular line of business.
Oh, please don't.
We saw a gap in the market.
A gap?
Yes. Sex shops that cater for women.
Like?
Every kind of woman. Gay, straight, and everything in between.
Please don't ask them to explain everything in between.
You know, the ones that aren't sleazy.
Sex shops that aren't sleazy. Who knew?
Sex shops for couples going through IVF. Now, there's a gap in the market. Heterosexual couples, I mean. You know, having to perform like a circus monkey while your wife is in the next room with her leg up in stirrups, it takes the romance out.
There's no need to go into graphic detail, Adam.
Well, it was just...
Oh, we get the picture.
Well, it doesn't really apply to you, I suppose.
Tongue?
Our sex shops are good for any sort of couples. As we said, they're not sleazy or intimidating.
And there's always online for the shyer customer, I suppose.
Exactly.
What are your sex shops called?
Adam!
Just curious.
Sally's.
Sally's?
You know, after the film when Harry met Sally?
That scene?
I'm having whatever she's having.
I'm more of an action picture guy myself. James Bond, Star Wars.
Oh, the franchises.
Told you. That's where the money is. Sally's. I mean, doesn't sound that sexy, if you don't mind me saying.
Any chance we could move off the subject of sex shops?
Well, he asked.
She's right, I did.
If you don't mind me asking, why didn't Jessica have your baby when you found out you couldn't get pregnant without IVF?
Much less expensive, for starters.
Everything's not always about money, Adam.
Yeah, I know, Sarah. I was just making a little joke to lighten the mood, you know?
Well, as you can see, no one's laughing.
Surely that's one of the biggest advantages of two women together, if you want a family.
Well, I wouldn't say biggest advantage.
How many times have I said it, Sarah, how I wished it was me going through all the endless prodding, poking, the injections? All I had to do was...
We've already heard enough about what you had to do.
If the situation was reversed, there's no way men would go through what women have to go through. No way. And someone would have thought of a better solution. I'm sure of it.
But you have to admit, it is an advantage. Two women. Doubles the chances.
I have given birth, actually.
You have?
To twins.
You have twins?
A boy and a girl.
A boy and a girl?
Yeah, a boy and a girl.
There'll be three next month.
Did you come here to...
No, we did it ourselves.
You did it yourselves?
Yeah,
from a donor.
Where did you get your donor from, if you don't mind me?
We advertised.
You advertised?
We couldn't make up our mind on what kind of donor to use. One of my brothers, a friend, a sperm bank.
So we wrote all of the possibilities on individual post-it notes.
Scrunched them up.
Put them in a hat.
Well, it was a bowl.
Okay, put them in a bowl.
And I pulled out advertised. There's sites and online forums for men who are willing to donate.
What about the whole genetic thing?
The whole genetic thing?
Doesn't that bother you?
Bother us?
You know, not knowing...
No. No, it doesn't bother us at all.
Yeah. A child is a child, after all.
Yeah. Our child.
Both our child.
But why not go to a sperm bank? Surely it's safer.
But more expensive.
It wasn't for economic reasons. It was because we wanted the sperm to be... fresh.
Fresh.
So there'd be a greater chance of it working.
Which it did, for me.
On her first try.
Your first try?
But not for me. I used six different donors, including two from the sperm bank here, but couldn't get pregnant.
Which is how we ended up going down the IVF route.
Well, you learn something new every day.
Advertising for fresh sperm. Really have heard it all now.
Do you have to pay these sperm donors?
Thinking of a career move, Adam.
Expenses, sometimes, but mostly not.
So why wouldn't...
I don't know, we never asked.
It's mainly to help couples like us out, I think.
Well, for altruistic reasons.
Guess you could call it that.
The donors we picked all had recent health checks, so we didn't put ourselves at any risk.
Fascinating.
What I don't understand is, if you already have a family, why are you so desperate for a third child?
Yes, I mean, why put yourselves through all this? I mean, we'd be happy with one child, more than happy with one. We'd be over the moon with one.
Well, we're not desperate. We always planned on having one each. I went first because I'm older than Jess, and lo and behold, I had twins. We hadn't planned on twins, so yeah, that was a surprise.
But a nice surprise once we got over the shock.
Snap.
Snap?
Adam has twins from his first marriage.
Ah.
Two boys, Hugo and Harry.
They're hardly boys anymore. They're both young men now.
Don't want to put in, Sarah.
Sorry, I didn't mean it that way. Allison took the boys to California, so Adam doesn't see them very often.
That must be tough. Very tough.
Is it just a temporary move?
Mm-hmm. Allison's American.
Well, we met in Boston. I was doing an MBA.
At Harvard?
Football scholarship. Don't play anymore. Busted my knee, so I had to give it up. And she was at MIT. Brains to burn. I got recruited by a bank. She got headhunted by a major pharmaceutical company, but we'd always said that we would come back here.
Look, no one wants to hear your life story.
The girls asked.
Sure, they were just being polite.
No, I'd like to know.
Yeah, me too.
She got a big job offer back in the States.
Stanford.
Yeah, literally an offer she couldn't refuse. To head a research program. A dream job. She really couldn't say no.
You always make excuses for her.
We'd divorced by then, but it was amicable. I saw the boys whenever I wanted, which, to be honest, it wasn't all that often. But when she first took them to California, I hardly noticed.
Adam, that's a dreadful thing to say.
Well, it's true. There's no point in beating about the bush. I'd just set up my own practice, working day and night to get it off the ground. And you and I had...
Don't blame me.
I'm not. I'm just explaining that I didn't have that much time to be a single dad.
Allison remarried.
American. College football coach. Very butch. Boys are right little yanks now.
How often do you see them?
Hardly ever. I mean, I make it my business to visit at least once a year. Usually fit it in with a business trip or a holiday. But every year they just... They get bigger and bigger, and the gulf between us just gets bigger, too.
What about school holidays?
Can't they come here?
No interest. I've tried everything to entice them, thrown any amount of money at it, but to no avail. It's ironic, now that I can take all the time off I want to spend with them, and they've no interest. Getting their own back, I suppose. Can't say I blame them. It's a shit dad.
They've their own lives. Friends, summer camp.
I've all but given up even FaceTiming them, except for birthdays and Christmas. You can see that Allison has forced them to, and it's so embarrassing because there's absolutely nothing to say to each other.
Adam really tries, but when you get nothing back, it's very disheartening.
And now they have a baby sister.
Allison had a baby girl with Bruce, and is just about to push out another. A super high achiever even in the fertility department.
That's why... Starting our own family is so important for me. You know, second chance to do things right. When we ran into all of our difficulties, I thought it was my fault for having been such a bad dad the first time around. Like I didn't deserve a second chance.
Oh, Adam.
Maybe we're both being punished for what we did.
I don't understand.
Leaving our marriages, and in my case, kids.
I thought they'd both ended when you met.
The official story wasn't quite as neatly choreographed as all that.
But that's ridiculous, blaming yourself for something like this.
Exactly. Unexplained infertility says it all.
Ridiculous or not, it's how I feel. It's not a logical thing.
Well, don't I know? To have some reason is better than no reason at all, no matter how crazy the reason might seem.
Sarah?
Every time I miscarry or the implant doesn't take, I think I'm being punished for the abortion.
Abortion? When? Didn't they get an abortion?
It was just after we met.
We were together.
Don't worry, it wasn't yours. Michael and I were drunk one night. One thing led to another. We both knew it was a dreadful mistake. Then I met you. shortly after that, I discovered I was pregnant. So I got rid of it. Didn't want to complicate things with Michael. I'd waited so long for the divorce, and I didn't want to spoil things between us.
Spoil things?
Yeah, I wanted to give us a chance. Come on, starting off a relationship pregnant with your ex-husband's child is not exactly the best start.
Suppose.
I was still relatively young. Thought I'd plenty of time to get pregnant again. You're the only lucky one among us, Jessica.
Excuse me? She's right.
Well, everything was easy for you.
You wanted to get pregnant, and you did.
On your first try.
Now we have two lovely children.
Yeah, but funny thing is, I used to never want to have kids at all. Wasn't part of my life plan. Could have happily gone through life without ever having any.
What changed your mind?
Meeting Jess. I knew she wanted kids. She was always very clear about that from the get-go. Even though I still wasn't interested myself, I didn't want to deprive her of something I knew was really important to her.
Very selfless.
Not really. That's why her last relationship broke up.
My girlfriend didn't want children.
Then, the more we talked about it, the more I found myself liking the idea of us having one each.
And then you had two?
Yeah. The twins. And now I could not imagine life without them.
So you see how we feel?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Jess and Jessica, we're ready for you now.
Here goes.
Good luck.
Yeah,
you too.
And nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you too.
Yeah.
Well, that helped pass the time.
How are you feeling?
Bit sore.
Yeah, all that prodding and poking.
Don't mind me.
Well, hopefully it'll be worth it.
Yeah, hopefully. They seemed pleased, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
I wasn't just imagining it, was I?
No. Being brutally honest, you weren't. They were weird, weren't they?
Who?
The couple in the waiting room.
Oh, Adam and Sarah.
It was only short of asking what colour underwear we were wearing. Eviata would have said none. Well, don't you know? And that's how you spot a lesbian. They don't wear any.
God. Probably would have believed you.
Yeah, probably.
He was just trying to hide his nerves.
Well, I guess. And what about her? Completely bonkers.
Jessica.
Come on. Names for all
those... Don't say it.
Thought I'd wandered into an episode of Stranger Things.
Look, she probably wasn't like that to start off with. Imagine going through this 8 times.
Stop, I don't want to.
And all those hormones she's had to inject.
Ugh, yuck. I'd say her stomach must be like a giant pincushion.
Jessica!
Sorry, that image just popped into my head.
Well, pop it out. And fast.
And the homemade cookies.
In that little Tupperware container.
What was that all about?
They tasted nice, though.
Should have taken some for the twins.
Oh, it's Mum. Kids are helping her make their tea.
Jesus, can you imagine what her kitchen must look like?
Total bomb site. And offering to have them stay over.
Quick, text back yes.
As fast as my little fingers can hit the keys.
Talking of tea.
You want to see if we can get a table in that new restaurant? I saw you looking at the menu earlier.
We might be lucky and get an early bird.
Sure, we'd be saving money.
To splurge on a...
Very expensive bottle of wine.
Well, this car park looks safe enough.
Get a taxi home and pick up the car tomorrow?
Exactly what I was thinking. Might as well go out in style.
Hmm?
Well, who knows? Could be the last bottle of wine you'll be drinking for a while.
You reckon?
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Good day?
So-so.
Whiskey?
Sure. What's this a native?
Can't I give my husband a well-earned drink after a long day at the office without arousing suspicion?
No, but thanks anyway.
Guess who I had coffee with this morning?
No idea.
Julia Bayer.
You?
You know, my thesis supervisor.
I met her?
At the conference in New Mexico a few years back.
She'd a faculty job in some fancy college down south and just adopted a baby?
Yes.
She had the baby with her at the conference, didn't she?
Yes. His name is Sam. She just got him a few weeks earlier.
She's head of art history now at Rice.
Rice? Where's that?
Texas. Houston, Texas.
The Lone Star State. What's she doing here? We're not meeting up with her later on, are we?
No. No, we were just a pit stop on our way to Paris.
Good, because I've got something I need to look at after dinner.
Sam's 8 now. She showed me photos. Looks like a sweet boy. Says he is. Never a moment's trouble.
She was asking you...
Yeah.
Come here.
No, I'm okay.
You sure?
I'm sure. It was nice catching up.
Good.
We could do it too, you know.
What?
Adopt.
Give up having a child of our own?
That's not what I said.
But...
Well, remember that couple in the waiting room at the clinic?
Jessica and Jess?
Yes. The whole genetic thing didn't bother them.
Well, that's different. I mean, they can never have a truly genetic child of their own, so...
And neither can we. We have to face up to that sooner or later.
But...
No buts, Adam. Child is a child, after all, and that's what they said, and they're right.
Well, you know the statistics for adopting babies here. The odds are even lower than for IVF.
I didn't mean here. I meant in Texas.
I'm not following this.
Julia gave me the name of the adoption agency she used.
But the vetting process still takes ages, so, I mean, we'd be way too old now anyway.
Well, aren't you listening to me? I'm not talking about adopting here. I'm talking about adopting in Texas.
Texas?
Yes, in Houston, Texas, to be precise.
You've completely lost me now.
I called the agency. The approval time is only 2 months. 2 months. Could have a baby this year. Imagine.
Well, I'm sorry to complicate this, but aren't you overlooking one tiny little detail? We live here. We don't live in Texas.
Imagine. This year, we could have our own baby. The family we've always dreamed of.
In Houston, Texas.
Yeah, in Houston.
We just up sticks and moved to Houston.
Well, give me one good reason why we couldn't.
Well, like our home and our jobs are both here, for starters.
We can have a home there, too. You're a US citizen. I can apply for academic leave.
Well, how long will that take? I mean, you remember the last time, how much notice she had to give?
They've been on my back for years to publish something new, so now's the chance.
But they'll have to find someone to cover your teaching hours and then...
Kathy?
Is she not retiring? I mean, did we not get an invitation to her retirement party?
I'm sure I could persuade her to stay on and cover for me. We move there at the end of term. That gives us 7 months to get a baby. Then I apply for maternity leave, which will more than cover the time it'll take to finalise everything.
You had all worked out?
It's not that difficult. Been through worse. Much, much worse.
How long did you work out we'd have to stay in Texas for?
Tops. 18 months. Could even be less.
And what am I supposed to do in Texas for tops 18 months? Become a house husband?
If you want. What's the point of being the boss if you can't do whatever you want?
I'm the managing partner. I mean, managing. Do you get that first bit? That means I have to be around to manage.
Surely you can do that remotely. Or have Gerald take over while we're away. Get back in the field again. You're always saying that's what you enjoyed most, building up the business. Now's the chance to build it up in Texas.
Just like that.
Why not? Have those overpriced researchers dig out marketing opportunities. Houston is the 4th most populous city in the States and corporate headquarters to the 2nd most Fortune 500 companies.
Doing your research.
Yes. Well then.
You're really serious about this, aren't you?
What is it you always say? If we really want this to happen, then we've got to make it happen for ourselves.
What didn't involve moving to Texas?
We're not relocating permanently, it's just temporarily. Call it a sabbatical if you like.
There's no such thing as a sabbatical in business.
And there's no such thing as a no in business either, isn't that what you always say too?
Well, here's me thinking you never listen to anything I say.
I can do this with or without you, Adam.
With or without me?
I'd obviously prefer if it was with you.
Thanks very much for that little morsel.
But I am prepared to do it on my own too.
You are?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Prepare to sacrifice our marriage?
I'm trying to save our marriage.
Save our marriage, really?
Yes, really. All these endless rounds of IVF are destroying us. Destroying us both. I want it to stop. Call a halt now before it destroys us completely.
It's just not really a discussion anymore. More an ultimatum.
Call it what you like.
And the downside? You always have to look at the downside. You remember me saying that as well? So say we do all this and
There's no baby at the end of the bed.
At least we'll have given it our best shot. Worst case scenario, no baby. The faculty is happy because I published something. You clock up a lot of air miles and we maybe dip into our savings a bit.
Cope with that?
Well, the no baby bit be hard, obviously, but we've been there before, haven't we? Many, many times before. At least we'll have tried everything.
Okay. I'll think about it.
And discuss it with Gerald? See what he says? I mean, who knows? It might turn out to be your best business decision you ever made.
Don't oversell it. Quit with your head, eh? I said I'll think about it, didn't I?
And discuss it with Gerald.
And discuss it with Gerald.
Okay, imagine. We could be having our first family Christmas this year with our own son or daughter. Surely anything is worth making that happen, isn't it?
You awake?
Sort of.
What's that mean?
Well, I'm awake now.
How do you know if you're in labour?
You know. Yes, really, you just know.
No, you didn't.
Oh, don't remind me. I've never been back to that restaurant.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I'd say that waitress is still in shock.
I'm still in shock. The twins are lucky they're not called mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese?
Yeah, well, that was just what I was about to order.
For Niagara Falls.
Oh, darn.
Oh, we did offer to pay for the chair.
And was that before or after they called for the ambulance?
They would have paid us to get out of there faster if that was humanly possible.
Why were you asking about going into labour?
Oh, I've just been having a few twinges.
Twinges?
Yeah, twinges.
Like how many twinges?
A few.
Want me to help it along? Well, you know, loosen everything up.
Oh, sorry.
False alarm?
Must have been heartburn.
Well, that's a relief.
She'll be coming out soon, though.
You're still convinced she's a she?
Yeah, I am.
What if she's a he? Or they?
Well, they'll be fine, too. Oh, oh.
What?
Oh, I don't think that was heartburn.
No? Do the breathing.
Get your phone.
You want me to call someone?
Time them on the stopwatch.
Oh, okay. The breathing?
We've everything ready, right?
Yes, your bag is in my car. Breathe.
Okay.
Good job your mother has the twins.
I've had a premonition.
Another one? Okay, keep breathing.
We need to get dressed.
Okay.
You need to get the car.
Now?
Yes, now.
Oh, your Niagara Falls.
Yeah. Jessica?
Everything okay?
I'm a bit scared.
A bit scared? I was absolutely terrified.
Oh, thanks for that.
Everything's gonna be fine, okay? Just keep breathing. Okay?
You reckon?
Yeah, definitely.
Fingers crossed.
Breathe. Fingers crossed.
I've just been listening to Fingers Crossed by Colette Cullen, directed by Colette Cullen. Script editing by Claire Monnelly. With Siobhan Callahan as Jess, Leslie Conroy as Sarah, Emma Dargan-Reed as Jessica, and Jed Murray as Adam.
This program was co-funded by Comisión na mBan with the television license fee.